The weekend is here, but for many, it's hard to make plans, hard to look at a calendar without looking back and counting the days since the attacks. Some people are talking about trying to return to normal, and others are asking, what is normal now? Morning Edition asked several of its commentators to write about how they're spending the weekend and where they're going to get away from their own thoughts.
This is John Ridley in Los Angeles. Back in Los Angeles, having been in New York when the tragedy took place. Home again, I'm skipping out of work and giving myself a fast infusion of family. I'm also planning a quick trip to Las Vegas. There are few better places in the world to get away from absolutely everything than inside a modern super casino. There are no windows, no clocks. The only televisions are the ones in the sports books beaming continual coverage of ball games and horse races. While it can hardly compensate for the tragedy of the last week, if avoidance is the issue, you'll find me at the Baccarat table in the High Limits Pit at the Bellagio.
This is Craig Childs in Western Colorado. Soon I will be in the desert, walking for 30 days. Along with my food and gear, I will carry an image with me from when I stood 20 blocks from the World Trade Center, watching the towers explode. I will take this image out across sand dunes and into the crags of volcanic craters. No therapy, no drug, and no invention offers the same solace as wild places. It is a raw sort of solace that suggests endlessness in a way that human artifacts never can. And to be honest, and this is a trade secret of wilderness travelers, the same sanctuary is in the interwoven branches of a front yard tree, even in the wind scatter of leaves down the street.
This is Agata Nesaula in Madison, Wisconsin. This weekend, I plan to plant bulbs for spring bloom. Fragrant white daffodils, sturdy blusillus, clusters of tiny yellow crocus, all of which will flourish in spite of a gardener's neglect or absence. The flowers I've chosen will thrive and multiply, even if I am not here.
This is Pat Morrison in Los Angeles. I, too, will be in my garden again this weekend, yanking out stalks and stems of poison oak as if by doing so I can uproot whatever terrible and poisonous images have recently taken root in my brain. And then I think I'll do what we do in Los Angeles when we want some isolation. I'll get into my car and drive up into the still summer mountains and stop and listen to the peaceful sound of nothing.
This is Ev Ehrlich in Washington, D.C. My family's going to see the Yanks play the Orioles in Baltimore tomorrow. It's our last look at Cal. There's a part of me that doesn't want to go. It's the part that wants time to stop, to preserve the importance and the outrage of the moment. But the saving grace will be the crowd. A baseball crowd always has an odd communality to it. Tomorrow's crowd will have a much stronger bond, the one each of us has come to feel for our countrymen in the last 10 days. If this tragedy really is going to change our lives, let that be one of the ways.
This is Heather Lendy in Haines, Alaska. I'll spend this weekend traveling 16 hours round trip on a ferry boat with the high school cross-country team that I coach to a race in Sitka's Totem Park, the site of a bloody battle between Russians and Tlingit Indians 200 years ago. A coastal trail winds through big trees and somber totem poles in memory of the long ago dead. Here, something terrible has been transformed into something beautiful. On foggy days, it feels like a cathedral. But Saturday, when teenagers charge irreverently down the trail, it will be filled with life, and I will be thankful.
Morning Edition commentators John Ridley, Craig Childs, Agata Nesaula, Pat Morrison, Ev Ehrlich, and Heather Lendy. ¶¶